This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, having trust. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of having trust when performing the call for good and forbidding evil. When we look at the Islamic teachings, it is said that it is necessary for the person who wants to perform the call for good and forbidding evil to have trust in the hearts of the people. Why? Because when a person who wants to reform others, if people do not trust him, they will never listen to him, and they will never trust on him because of lack of trust. If he does not have a trust in the hearts of the people, they will keep ignoring him, they will ignore him, and they will never come towards the path which he wants them or the call which he is calling for. So they will never pay attention to such thing. Therefore, it is necessary to have the trust amongst the people. And this is the fourth condition of calling for good and forbidding evil, that when we want to bring people towards the right path, when we are struggling for the people, when we want people to make a good community, to have a pure community from corruption, from injustice, from cruelty, from oppression. Therefore, when we say something, it must have a value in the eyes of people. If my sayings do not have any kind of value in the hearts of the people, in the eyes of people, they will never listen to me. They will never pay attention to what I'm saying. Therefore, the fourth condition, which has been said, it is necessary to have trust amongst the people, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of having trust amongst the people when performing the obligation of calling for good and forbidding evil. The fourth condition is trust. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has said that لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Certainly, a prophet from yourselves has come towards you, who is aziz, azizun alayhi, who is loving for you, who you love, who is your friend. Ma'anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minin ra'ufur rahim. He is ra'uf and rahim. He is affectionate towards you. He is merciful towards you. And we know that people, they do trust the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to call him Sadiq and Amin. Sadiq means the truthful. Amin was trustworthy. He was so trustworthy that they said that if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to us that there is a caravan coming from behind that mountain, we believe in him even if there is no caravan. So this was the trust which was built amongst the people at the time of the Prophet. This was the trust of the Prophet. That's why he was known as Amin. He was known as trustworthy. And he was known as Sadiq, a truthful person. And this is one of the characteristics of a person, that when we say that in the community, we want to perform the obligation of calling for good and forbidding evil, the person who is performing this, that must be trustworthy amongst the people. And this is one of the conditions that must match. And if someone does not have such a condition in him, then obviously when a person is not trustworthy, how can people listen to him? How can people go towards the goodness? Or how can he stop them from performing evil? Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.